Earlier this week, healthcare workers from the Chartwell Waterford retirement residence were seen picketed outside of the building, currently in their third round of bargaining with Chartwell Waterford on a new collective bargaining agreement. Picketers from the staff were seen outside the retirement residence on Tuesday morning, December 10, 2024, with paid sick days as their main point of negotiation. Chartwell's management, meanwhile, say they remain fully committed to collective bargaining and its processes as negotiations continue. The healthcare workers say they are looking to get more paid sick days, as they currently are only allowed to have 3 a year. Simply put, more paid sick days will benefit the well-being of both Chartwell Waterford residents and staff. That's why we are determined to get Chartwell, one of the biggest companies in residential care, to understand that more paid sick days will improve resident care, says Karen Shimoda, president of the Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 1404. The healthcare workers at Chartwell are asking for 12 paid sick days a year in the current negotiations, according to flyers that the members distributed to the media and to the public at large. "It's shameful that we need to be here today," said Vice President of CUP Ontario Michael Hurley. As the picketers continue, the management group at Chartwell have released a statement related to the ongoing picketing and at the residence, emphasizing the inappropriate nature of talking about contract details with negotiations ongoing. "We are aware of the information picket organized by the union regarding collective bargaining. Negotiations are currently underway to renew the contract, and it would be inappropriate to comment on these discussions outside the established process," said VP of Labor Relations Dave Pilas. "Collective bargaining at our residence is governed by legislation ensuring that if an agreement cannot be reached, the matter proceeds to interest arbitration. We remain fully committed to collective bargaining and its processes." The negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement have been ongoing for almost an entire year now, and the longer it continues, the more it will impact the seniors living in the residence.